And from Eat Me Ice Cream, we have Caitlin Augustine with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us today.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just noticed, perused your website various times, but I hadn't spent enough time on the photo of you and Amber and your cellophane hats and didn't realize that you have some great expressions as part of that. So people should make sure to watch that for just a minute or so, right?
Yeah, exactly. Funky and fun.
Right. You don't take things too seriously. What's the history of the company?
Yeah. So we founded the company in 2011 in Rochester, New York. Just after we graduated college, we wanted to do something great for Rochester and the surrounding area and use the bounty of the Great Lakes and the Finger Lakes. We just thought we had such a rich area, beautiful land and water, and really wanted to take advantage of our growing season. We just didn't think that this area got enough press, so to speak. It was also after 2008, so it's very similar to right now. I would say, like, you know, 2008 was when we both graduated around that time from college, and it was like, what do we do next? We don't want to go back to school. We want to do something greater or bigger. We want to be a part of something. We want to be also kind of pioneers in flavor and taste and bringing back, you know, farm markets kind of started taking off again at that. The slow food movement and veganism on the rise and store shelves are changing. So again, like, here we are a year later during COVID, and food is just hot topic, so important right now. So that is kind of a little background of when and where we started making ice cream from scratch using local and fresh ingredients.
So you started with both vegan and traditional ice cream in the beginning?
Yeah, we did. We always had a vegan option. We are first to the market in Rochester. I mean, anywhere, I think, in Western New York, and still pretty much are the only non-dairy processing plant, actually an urban dairy or creamery in the center city with no cows. We are kind of pioneers to that. But we did a traditional ice cream, and the flavors rotated each week at the farmer's market. And again, it was just using local ingredients, whereas before we realized that most ice cream shops were just purchasing a premix base from a supplier and then adding like a syrup or another flavoring to it, which was often fake or full of high fructose corn syrup.
So again, you know, for a vegan ice cream, I had your chocolate chip last night, and that actually did both the vegan and the traditional one side by side. And the vegan one, you use coconut milk, right?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
That was delicious. And
thank you so much.
You got rave reviews from the rest of our family also. So people should try something like that, even if they're not vegans. I mean, if you don't like coconuts, probably don't, because it does taste a little like coconut. But that's the ultimate goal, right, is to have a vegan ice cream that's so good that non-vegans order it and choose it over even traditional ice cream sometimes.
Exactly. Yep. The creaminess, the texture, mastering the texture and the flavor is so key. And when you have something that is creamy and good flavor, good ingredients, yeah, that's supposed to be something that you could choose over a dairy or, you know, there's a lot of lactose intolerant people. There's finally an option for people who would otherwise feel sick if they chose to partake in dairy.
Now, Eat Me Ice Cream, you don't have a retail ice cream shop per se, but your products are available in a number of grocery stores, restaurants. Where can people find them?
Yeah, so we are open at our production facility in Rochester on Fridays, 12 to 6. We had intentions of extending those hours to the public, but COVID-19 hit, so we are doing a lot of curbside pickup and delivery. And it happens on Fridays. So we have an online store and you can order ice cream. Flavors change each week. And then, yes, we've been working and partnering with a lot of Rochester restaurants and restaurants in the Finger Lakes all the way to the Hudson Valley down to Manhattan and Brooklyn. So it's been really key, a really fun way to work with chefs and the growing season. So that's been a pivotal a component to our business and how we like to work. Those restaurants are on our website. And then for grocery, which has been a most recent project expansion, we really felt that our vegan non-dairy ice creams could compete with other big boy brands. And we just felt that we owed it to ourselves to get out there and bring our flavors and rep New York State in a way that hasn't really been done in the frozen category. So we are in a lot of independents like Lori's Natural Foods, Abundance Co-op, Honest Weight Co-op in Albany, and a variety of co-ops in the Philadelphia region, as well as Park Slope Food Co-op in Brooklyn, which is an amazing co-op. We are also in Whole Foods and Wegmans, and we've been working with both of those bigger grocery chains for about a year and a half, Whole Foods a little longer, and both have been amazing to work with.
So, you know, I think of Eat Me Ice Cream as the bicycle that you brought to the Brighton Farmers Market and selling there. Didn't realize the scale that you've expanded to. That's a lot of stores and a lot of area. And, you know, going to the New York City market, there's some great ice cream in New York City. That's amazing.
Yeah, we feel at home there for some reason. I think it's just the passion for New York State. I mean, we have such a beautiful state from the Finger Lakes to the Southern Tier, all the way to the Adirondacks, to North Country, down to Brooklyn, Manhattan, Long Island, I mean, to the very tippy edge of Long Island, you know. And to get approval in that area that is more dense and just, it was just so worth making the drive every week to deliver our products. We had a great response and also encouragement to keep going because our city is great, Rochester and the Finger Lakes, but also we don't have as many people to engage with. So when we're talking about market or Brighton Farmers Market, it's great to service our customers, but also we need to expand and we need to look out and we need to get our product to other people who could enjoy it as well. So we've been able to do that still, even as a pretty small brand and local company working in the Northeast and working with different partners and partnerships, which has been great because we get to come back to Rochester and the Finger Lakes and bring back what we've learned and our time in the food world, in the food industry.
Yeah, well, and your website, again, you can order and pick up on Fridays, but it includes also kombucha and things like the carrot cake from Red Fern?
Yes, it does. We're partnering with partnerships that we've had for years. Red Fern we've been with her since the beginning. She's been a big fan and supporter. That's Andrea, founder of Red Fern, which is located in Rochester. And Kat, she is the founder of Kombucha and just a lovely woman, both women doing great things in the food world. So each week we change up what we're offering on our website, and Red Fern cooks vegan sweets and Kombucha makes kombucha. So it's just like a fun pairing, you know.
It is. Red Fern has delicious food, savory dishes as well as sweet things. And just interviewed Caitlin from Kombucha last weekend on my wine show. You can order these through the Eat Me Ice Creams website. We talked about vegan ice cream and traditional ice cream, but you also do some fun sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches, one of which I got yesterday, the potato chip Sammy, which is cool looking and delicious. What is it?
Yeah, so we have a great little secret cookie lady who makes our cookies, and the potato chip cookie kind of came out of a beer and ice cream pairing mashup that we did with Swiss Water Brewing in Rochester. We were looking for something savory and wanted to kind of recreate that concept of a couch potato. So this has chunks of homemade sponge candy and on the sandwich and caramel and peanut butter. And the cookies have potato chips baked into them. So it's a really savory, salty snack, meant to get cozy and eat it on the couch or have it with a beer, a kombucha if you want. So that's what it is.
Crazy combination and delicious. You also do ice cream bars, coated in chocolate, sort of that's kind of an old retro thing, right?
Yeah, it is. Novelties. Yeah. And what we're talking about here are novelties, really. They are. And we take our ice cream that we make, we put it in mold with the popsicle sticks, which are fortunately compostable. And we dip them in a homemade chocolate dip, like kind of like a hard shell, a hardening shell. It's coconut oil and some really fabulous semi-sweet chocolate that we melt down, and each bar is dipped. And lately we've been getting into like texture components under the chocolate. So like toasted Spanish peanuts, or the crunchy sponge candy that we make homemade, toasted coconut or caramel swiggles, peanut butter swiggles. I mean, we make everything in house. So those are really fabulous. They're not too sweet, but it's just like a special treat.
Those sticks, by the way, make great plant markers for planting seeds and stuff. They're just awesome.
Yeah, those are great.
We mentioned the chocolate chip, but really you're best known for really unusual combinations right now. You've got mint and rose custard, which is a dairy product, using other things like jasmine. And unusual combinations are really what you're known for, at least in my mind.
Yeah, we are. You know, we really, that's how we began. This is the cornerstone of what Eat Me is, and Eat Me comes with directions. That's simply Eat Me. And we just flavor mashups. And thinking ahead, when we first started, where flavor was going or how to get people interested and engaged. Also, we were inspired by the craft beer movement. I mean, they were really the pioneers of some of these collaborations, we call them, like what we're doing with Capucha or Red Fern, and a weird flavor infusion. So lavender was one of those things for us. I mean, no one, I think, ever saw lavender in non-dairy vegan ice cream. And that is proving out to be one of the top sellers in grocery, Wegmans, and Whole Foods. And that's something that we started a long time ago, was infusing lavender into ice cream. Traditionally, we work with the growing season. So like, for example, coming up in May here, as the lilacs blossom, we will do an infusion of lilac ice cream, which is also a fan favorite, but we can only do it now because it's when the flavor is best.
Yeah. Well, you could buy lilac flavoring, but that's not the point.
Right, exactly. We like to call ourselves kind of like the brewers of, you know, ice cream, in a sense. There's a lot of steeping, straining, blending in what we do.
I can't wait to see what's new in the rest of this year from you. So, Caitlin, thank you very much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, and thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate this, and it's so critical for our area to have these types of connections for food. And just before me, the composting star city pickers, I mean, this is great. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Caitlin Augustine. She and Amber Odner are the owners of Eat Me Ice Cream. Here in Rochester, Hungerford Building, which is full of artists of all kinds, not just food artists, but really a very appropriate place for Eat Me Ice Cream to be based.